السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال الله عز وجل قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Suratul Kawthar is the smallest surah in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for those people who are very busy in worldly affairs. They don't have time to recite a long surah. So for them, to make it easy, Allah has revealed these few surahs, Ikhlas and Kawthar, so they can get it done. Everyone knows Kawthar and Ikhlas. Look at the beauty of this smallest surah in the Holy Quran. This surah contains three verses, three ayat. Inna a'atayna kal kawthar. If you count the letters of each ayah, it will be 10 letters. Inna a'atayna kal kawthar, 10. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar, 10. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, 10. See the balance? In every ayah is ending with the word Ra. And Mufassirin said in the whole Quran, the 114 surahs, amongst those surahs, the 10 surahs are such which are ending with the word of Ra. The last word is Ra. And Kawthar is the last surah in that category, the 10th one. Again, keep in mind the figure 10. And every letter has some some numbers. So letter Ra has the number 10. And today is 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. See the connection? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly commanded in this surah, first of all, He highlighted the favor, the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O my beloved Prophet, inna a'tayna ka, we have granted you al-kawthar, khairi kathir, abundance, blessing. Kathir, kawthar comes from kathir, abundance, blessing. And what is that blessing? There are so many blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of those is the house of Kawthar, fountain of Kawthar, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have this privilege, will have this honor, that he will be the only, the owner of the house of Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar. And directly from Jannatul Firdaus, you know, this Nahar, and that the stream of Kawthar is falling down into the house, into the mountain, into the fountain, and there will be numerous mugs and jugs and glasses around the fountain, and as many as you can see the stars in the sky. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to them, the mugs and the glasses will be as numerous, as many, countless, like you can see the stars in the sky. So no more, and then on that fountain of Kawthar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummati will come to drink the water. And because that will be, the sun will be very close to our head, and the land will be turned into the copper. There will be no grass, there will be no tree, there will be no shadow other than the shadow of the throne and arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that pathetic condition, in that critical condition, in that horrible condition, everybody will be thirsty. They will ask him for the water. So the angels will guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards this fountain of Kawthar. And once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hand over the Kawthar to his ummati, it said the water of the Kawthar is the sweeter than the honey and whiter than the milk. And quality of this water is, once ummati will drink it, until he will enter into the paradise, no matter how long, the hisab will take place, years and years. He has to wait for his turn. But all this period, all this time, he will not feel thirsty because of the water of Kawthar. It's a pure and clean water from the paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted that favor, inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, that we have granted you this favor, this Kawthar. Now what you should do, if someone giving you something, gift, you should appreciate it. When we go to bazaar and market, we buy something, we purchase something, we pay for it, and on top of that, we say thank you, gracias, isn't it? Shukriya. We show our gratitude. So this is the custom, this is the culture, this is the etiquette. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the lesson to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through him to all the ummah, that if someone is doing any favor to you, then you must appreciate, express your gratitude, thank to him. So in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, because we have granted you Kawthar, khairi kathir, abundance blessing, what you should do in reaction to express your gratitude, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, that you must pray, and especially most of the ulama say this is the prayer specifically is the indication of Salatul Eid. Fasalli, this is Eid al-Adha. Fasalli li rabbika. Now you must pray Eid al-Adha, 2 rakat salat, 1 har. And after the salat, you must slaughter a camel. Nahar, it is a special method of slaughtering, sacrificing the camel, because most of the Arabs used to sacrifice the camel. So they tie the leg of the camel, make it thin, and then they stab onto the neck, and all the blood comes out. Not like we are slaughtering the lamb and goat on the ground, but the camel has been standing position, and then they stab. That is called nahar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, perform Salatul Eid 1 har, and then you must sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna sha'ni'aka huwal abtar, those your enemies, they are cut off. They are not going to last long. Their lineage, their name will be gone, will be destroyed. Because they, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Qasim, one of those passed away, he was a male child. So Arabs started talking bad words about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at him, he got no son left now. So after he will die, his lineage will be cut off. No one will take his name. Don't worry about him. So on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. As ibn Wail or Ka'b ibn Ashraf, there are a few enemies who, you know, exposed this matter and they were talking bad about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name is not cut off. He was not forgotten. He did not become history. Rather, those enemies were gone. No one knows their names and their children's name, where is their family and progeny, no one knows. But on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have elevated, exalted your name. And how is that? Everywhere throughout the globe, throughout the world, azan is taking place 24/7. And in the azan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadur rasulullah, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also has been mentioned. So this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has included or connected the name of his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the name of his own name. So this is the honor, this is the dignity granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So enemies of Islam, they slander, they say bad name, and you know, always now and then we hear, you know, they are just blasphemy or saying bad word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have to worry about those things. A person is spitting towards the sky, towards the sun, the spit will come back on his face. So we don't have to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has took care of the name and fame of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can diminish, no one can destroy the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only thing is that, my brothers and sisters, we as the Muslims, we as the followers, we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should follow every step of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to inculcate and implement the Mubarak Sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our daily life. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, the best example for us to follow. So our faces, our dresses, our activities, our a'mal, our ibadat should be according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do that, no one can destroy this ummah. This ummah has been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And that is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if there will be no one to take the name of Allah, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the whole world and the Qiyamah will take place. So Muslim will remain till the Yawmul Qiyamah. So we don't have to worry about the enemies of Islam, no matter what are they doing in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, or Palestine, or anywhere else. They will not be able to destroy us as a ummah. Anyway, today is Eid al-Adha, alhamdulillah. And most of the rituals of the Hajj has been based on this holy family. Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, Hazrat Hajir, and their beloved son, Hazrat Ismail Zabihullah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is Abul Anbiya and is the father of prophets. More than 4,000 prophets came from his progeny, from Ishaq alayhi salam, Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in 25 surahs of the Holy Quran, in 63 ayat of the Holy Quran. And here and there throughout the Quran, we will see the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned. And there are five major incidents has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. the outstanding quality of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which we should adopt, is total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says or commanded, Isqala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you must slander, submit yourself immediately, without hesitation, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I have submitted my will. No thinking, no second thought, no pondering, no argument, no question. Same time, whether you understand, you don't understand. As a servant of Allah, you have no right to question whether it makes sense, because your knowledge is limited, your understanding is limited. You cannot understand and comprehend the wisdom of Almighty Allah. So as a servant, you should surrender and you submit your will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it doesn't make sense. What is the sense that the son only granted in the old age? That is the only son. And father is seeing in the dream that he is slaughtering his son. Dreams comes and goes. We see the dreams every night, right? We don't follow it next morning. But here there was a Khalilullah. And he saw the dream for 3 nights. And then next morning he consulted his beloved son. Inni rafi fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. Oh my beloved son, this is the dream I have seen last 3 nights that I am